Sonia had always felt that she was destined for something extraordinary. Her life in New York City was filled with friends and family, yet she often felt an unexplained emptiness, like a song she couldn't quite hear. She worked as an architect, designing spaces that others would call home, but her own world felt incomplete, as if she were missing something essential. Neil lived across the country, in San Francisco, where he ran a small cafe tucked into a quiet neighborhood. He was a quiet, introspective soul with a fascination for astronomy. Every night, he climbed up to his rooftop and stared at the stars, feeling an odd pull, a sense that he was somehow connected to something, or someone, out there. Neil couldn't shake the feeling that someone was waiting for him. One summer night, a peculiar event unfolded in both of their lives. In New York, Sonia was working late at her office when the lights flickered, and she heard a strange, low hum. She looked out the window to see the entire cityscape momentarily bathed in a silvery glow, as though the universe itself had opened its eyes. Across the continent in San Francisco, Neil felt an identical sensation as he gazed at the stars. The constellations seemed to blur and pulse, and for a fleeting second, he saw a face in the stars, a woman's face, vaguely familiar yet unrecognizable. As quickly as it began, the strange moment passed. The city lights in New York returned to normal, and in San Francisco, the stars settled back into their familiar patterns. Both Sonia and Neil rushed it off as a strange trick of the mind, a late-night illusion. But as the days passed, neither could shake the lingering feeling that something had changed. In the following weeks, Sonia began experiencing vivid dreams. In them, she was in a cafe, smelling fresh coffee and hearing the gentle buzz of conversation. She could see a man, always the same man, though his face was always just out of focus. She would try to approach him, but just before she reached him, she would wake up, her heart racing. Neil, too, found himself visited by strange visions. He would be walking down an unfamiliar street in New York, feeling as if he were searching for someone. There was always a woman's laughter in the background, soft and warm, but before he would call out, but her voice seemed to vanish. One evening, Sonia was out with friends when she spotted a painting in a gallery window. It was a street scene from San Francisco, with an odd, dreamlike quality that seemed to capture more than just buildings and sky. There was a cafe in the painting that felt hauntingly familiar, though she had never been to that part of the city. Drawn in, she entered the gallery and bought the painting, hanging it on her apartment wall. Neil, meanwhile, found himself distracted in his cafe, unable to shake the feeling that someone was calling him from afar. His regulars noticed him gazing absently out the window, lost in thought. One day, while closing up, he caught his reflection in the window and saw, for just a second, a pair of hazel eyes staring back at him, a stranger's eyes, filled with the same longing he felt. Sonia and Neil continued to feel this inexplicable pull, each sensing the other's presence, though they had never met. Their worlds continued, parallel but separate, bound by an invisible force neither could understand. Yet, deep down, they both knew something profound had happened, a fracture in the fabric of reality that had left them connected in ways beyond their comprehension. Though they went on with their lives, each moment of quiet solitude was now accompanied by an inexplicable warmth, a whisper that they were not alone.